You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Thinkorswim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface, no download necessary. Thinkorswim Web, trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started. Pfizer releases promising vaccine news, President-elect Biden announces his coronavirus task force, and a new mutation develops on Danish mink farms. Here's what you should know. Pfizer announced yesterday that its coronavirus vaccine is more than 90% effective. That's according to an initial review of Phase 3 trial data. No significant safety concerns were found. The company is expected to apply for emergency authorization from the FDA later in November once it has the necessary 2 months of safety data. While these results are very early and have not been peer-reviewed, they're very promising. The government's Operation Warp Speed promised Pfizer $1.95 billion to deliver 100 million doses, but did not pay for research or development of this vaccine. Joe Biden announced yesterday the members of his coronavirus task force and their preliminary plans for tackling the pandemic. The task force is made up entirely of doctors and public health experts, including an Obama-era surgeon general and former FDA commissioner. Biden has emphasized the importance of consistent messaging across the country, which members will work with state and local officials to develop. And last week, Danish officials announced concerning news of a new coronavirus strain that had mutated on mink farms and spread to humans. In response, the prime minister ordered the euthanization of 15 million minks, and new lockdowns were initiated. There have been 214 human COVID-19 cases from mink variants since June, and 12 cases associated with this unique strain. But there's no evidence yet that the mutation makes the disease more dangerous. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.